All right, at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, we are at the Grand Hotel at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference 2019. A year ago, when we talked with Brian Duffy from Enbridge Energy, there was a lot of stuff in play. We were still, I think the state and Enbridge Energy were still negotiating on what to do about Line 5, and that all got settled. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to see you.
So a lot has happened in the last year, hasn't it?
Yep, quite a bit, and it's a great view you have here where you're set up out on the straits, and it's always great to be here for the Enbridge team. We appreciate the chance to talk to so many people about what we do to keep Line 5 safe, and we get questions on it because we are right here at the straits, and it's good to talk to people about our tunnel project, and I'm happy to be able to tell you that we have started our tunnel project. We have crews out there now on the south side of the straits that are doing the rock and soil sampling. So they're going down into the ground, taking out rock samples to see exactly what's down there. And then that's going to guide some of the next phases of the project as we roll forward. But we're committed to this project and moving forward because it really is the right thing to do. It's the right thing for Michigan and for Enbridge. You know, we were talking about it as maybe a 7 to 10 year plan, but that's really not what it is now. It's really going to be less than 5 years. We believe we can get this done. Because it's the best solution. You know, it continues to protect this beautiful scenery we see out here, but at the same time, make sure that energy that everybody needs continues to be delivered. So it does both of those things. And we've committed $500 million to paying for everything. And so we're ready to go, and we've started.
A lot of critics, though, say that the existing Line 5 should be shut down while the new one is being built. How do you respond to that?
Well, the current Line 5 is in very good condition. We know that because we are constantly inspecting, we're constantly maintaining, we're always carefully watching it and monitoring it, and our federal regulator, PHMSA, tells us it's in good condition. We did a big hydro test out here in 2017 that concluded that it was in as good a shape as when it was first built. So all of those things tell us it's in really good condition, but we are going to continue to do all of our maintenance and monitoring and inspections as we would do the tunnel, and we're even doing some safety improvements. So we are funding cameras for the Coast Guard, cameras that would be out there at the straits to watch ships coming and going, make sure nobody drops anchor, that kind of thing. We're also replacing that section at the St. Clair River, you know, on the other end of Line 5. We're moving forward with that. So there's multiple safety enhancements and things happening on the current line as we would do the tunnel project.
Remind us, Ryan, how long Line 5 is and what does it carry?
It's about 650 miles and it moves 540,000 barrels every day. And so that's light crude oil and natural gas liquids, which is used to make propane. So it provides 65% of the propane used in the UP, 55% used statewide. 30% of the oil on there goes to the Detroit area refineries for all of us to use in our cars. It's turned into jet fuel for the Detroit airport, all of those different things. And then a lot of it crosses over to Sarnia, and then some of that even comes back as propane back into Michigan for the lower peninsula to use. So there is a critical need for it in Michigan.
As the world turns, though, to alternative energy, is there still going to be a need for that much capacity once the new line is up and running?
Yeah, that's something, you know, Enbridge is committed to renewables. We're heavily invested in renewables. We have a lot of wind farms all across the country and in Canada. We're the largest wind producer in Canada. So that's something we're really committed to and committed to transitioning. But as we would use any oil or natural gas or natural gas liquids, you know, you have to move those safely in the meantime as you transition, of course. So pipelines are considered by the DOT and just about everybody has the safest way to move energy, you know, way safer than putting tons of trucks on the road or rail cars or those kind of things. You know, that's not something you want to do, especially Michigan roads, you know, as you've been talking about. I looked at the numbers the other day. It would take 2,000 tanker trucks a day leaving the terminal to move the energy that Line 5 moves. So that's 90 leaving an hour. Tanker trucks, and that's just one way, you know. So clearly our roads can't handle that kind of thing.
You mentioned that you like being at a conference like this where you get to address a lot of people, you get to talk about Enbridge Energy. What message do you want people to come away from the island with?
Well, we want them to know more about the tunnel project. That is a big piece of infrastructure for northern Michigan, the largest that's happened up here in decades, and it is a solution. You know, we're interested in solutions and fixing issues and coming up with solutions. So it makes things safer because it would be 100 feet below the lake bed, under the rock, inside of foot-thick concrete walls, so you're not going to have the risk of a spill. You're not going to have an anchor that could ever hit it, you know, as it would be in the tunnel. So it's a great solution, protects the environment, keeps that energy moving. We see it as a win-win for everybody.
And this is, as you said, going to be probably an accelerated project about 5 years.
That's what we're seeing as the completion date would be 2024, early 2024. We could have that done. And it's great to talk to people about it. You know, we are hearing a lot of support. We've had a lot of open houses up here in northern Michigan, and we get questions, but people are supportive. I think they see it as a common sense solution. There's been a couple polls. The Chamber released a poll last week that had 55% of people see the tunnel as a good solution, and 85% wanted us to continue to have discussions with the governor on finding the best path forward. So that's what we're doing. We're seeing a lot of support.
That is a change, because it's been kind of an uphill battle to gain that support, hasn't it?
Well, we've talked to a lot of people and worked to educate them, and it has taken some time, but I think you, as you go around and explain what the tunnel project actually is, what it does, the need for that energy, how so many people rely on that propane to heat their homes, cook their food, take hot showers, all of those things that we talked about, the refineries, the airport, all of those needs. Yeah, it's just a matter of talking to people about it and kind of educating them as to what we do and how we keep things safe.
As you said, sitting here looking out over the Straits of Mackinac, beautiful morning, beautiful sight out there. Everybody, I think, just they hear your message and they say, sure hope he's right, because we would hate to lose that natural resource out there, to damage it in any significant way.
Yeah, and that's what's most important, safety and protecting natural resources. And that's really what the tunnel is all about. We listened to people. We heard their concerns. That's how we move toward looking at the tunnel and finding that solution and making a safe pipeline safer. Never had an incident in 65 years, but we feel the tunnel project makes it even safer.
Well, we'll look forward to additional updates as the project moves forward. Ryan Duffy, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Yep, thank you.
Ryan Duffy with Enbridge Energy with us on WPHM.